I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he works the
talk. I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Hey, I want to share with you one little secret that has helped me generate over $30 million before I turn 30 years old. And my name is Shakir Hussein. I'm the founder of WealthAcademy.com and CEO of Funnels.com. And in today's video, I want to share with you this one little secret mental hack that the top earners, most respected entrepreneurs use that most people don't know about. And what is it? It's not caring what people think. Okay, so I'm a visual learner, right? Like, so I like to see things visually. That's why I have stuff like this, you know, plastered all over my walls. I've got like different cheat sheets and checklists because I like to see stuff. And I created this thing where I have my spiritual goals, the next five moves, my personal health goals, started going back to the gym because I put on some weight and started going gym four or five times a week, working on my finance, sales and marketing. So anyway, six core areas that I'm working on right now, okay? And I basically broke it down. And I kept thinking to myself, okay, where can I put this? On this wall, on that wall, on my computer. And then I realized, you know, this is a journal that I use basically almost every single day. Okay, so I use this journal. It's called the Full Focus Planner. All right, now, when I'm filling this in, because I look at it every single day, I thought, heck, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to stick my six core things right on in the front, and I'm going to stick stickers on there because this is what works for me. And as you evolve, right, whether you're trying to quit your 9-to-5 job or you're trying to get a higher paying job or you're trying to start a business or grow your business, whatever the case is, sometimes what I say, what any YouTuber or any entrepreneur tells you or what any book tells you may not work for you. Why? Because you have to find your own way. For example, like my wife, she would never do something like this because she is much more organized and she learns in a different way. But for me, if I grab my laptop, on my laptop, I used to have this thing stuck on and it would remind me of activities that would make me $10,000 per hour, activities that are $100,000 per hour, and activities I shouldn't do, like $10 per hour or $100 per hour, like fixing things on a website or attending meetings or talking to unqualified prospects, which is a $10 per hour activity. I'd literally stick this on my laptop. For me, these are what I call wealth attraction triggers. Okay, so for example, when I'm starting my day, one look at this and I know, hey, I need to focus on my spiritual side of my life. I need to focus on doing spirit activities that will bring me closer to God. I know, hey, each day, like you, maybe can get dragged and distracted by 101 things, right? And so for me, I'm like, what are my next five moves? Okay, and this is key. And this is a very powerful thing. I focus on my 15 big moves for my company, maybe 1 to 3 years out. But then I focus on just five core things, the needle moving activities in my business. And from those five things, I'm only focused on one thing per day. So I don't even overwhelm myself. Or if I find myself overwhelmed with so many different things, I go back and I'm like, hey, what are my next five moves? And boom, I just laser focus in and suddenly nothing else matters. Does that make sense? So this is a powerful thing as well that I've seen. Almost all the successful entrepreneurs that I've paid for, I've spent time with, that they know how to prioritize the most important thing. Most of the things that you do in your business, that you do in your life right now, you can delegate it, you can eliminate it, you can automate it, you can fully outsource it. But sometimes we feel like just because we're doing something, we're busy. Okay, it gives us a sense of entitlement, importance, and significance. Whereas if you really look at your day, you know, what are the core critical things that really move the needle? You know, I just made a video on why I took 18 months off, and I took like 18 months off for my core business, a business that has literally generated tens of millions of dollars. Why did I walk away from that business? The link is going to be in the description. Go watch that if you haven't watched it, why I took 18 months off. And I can tell you this right now, I can point those decisions, the decision to step down for like 18 months and now I'm back on, really comes down to I didn't really care about what any, you know, I do care to some extent what, you know, people around me or my team would think of me. But once I've made a decision, I'm flexible in my decision. But I've made that decision, I'm going to commit and I'm going to see it through. Does that make sense? And I've learned more in the last 18 months than I've probably learned in the last 10 years of investing, of making money, of managing emotions, of asset allocation, of managing risk, of investing in different asset classes within an asset class. Like, I've learned more in the last 18 months. It's been an absolute crazy growth curve. So really, coming back down to this concept of like, do you really care when someone tells you, hey, don't do this? Because a lot of the times you're going to go and want to do something, right? And then you ask your friends and your family members and they'll kind of talk you out of it, right? So again, last year was one of my most profitable years. And I had asked a certain family member about doing something on YouTube where I was going to show live trades. And for some reason, okay, they kind of talked me out of it. 1 year, 18 months later now, I realized, hey, you know, if I did this, it would have helped a lot of people. Okay, next time around, I'm going to do this. So this is something that you want to condition yourself to do to create next levels of success. It's okay to listen to people's views and opinions, but when you commit to something, see it through. Okay, I've gone through so many different stages in my life, in my business career, when I was stuck 0 to 6 figures, you know, zero to six figures, I was emailing my list. And then, you know, people would say, call me all sorts of names like terrorists, or they would make fun of my name, Shakir Hussein, Saddam Hussein, all of these things, right? And I never gave up. And because I kind of pushed through, and I didn't care about what those people said, when a mentor said to me, you need to start doing something called webinars. Okay, I started doing webinars. My income jumped from 6 figures to 7 figures. Okay, and then another mentor said to me, you need to start building a team and start delegating your sales calls and your marketing and your customer service and your product creation and all of these things. And I was like, whoa. Now, if I went and I started seeking approval and validation and from, you know, every Tom, Dick and Harry or every single person in my family or my friend circle. Remember, most of the time, what you want to achieve, your friends and family, the people closest to you, they haven't achieved it. Does that make sense? Okay, they just haven't achieved it. So you going to them for advice, it's almost like a contradictory thing where, you know, whatever they tell you, they're going to give it to you from their own experience and their own expertise, which sometimes is not right for you. So I've gone through multiple stages in my life, going from 0 to 6, 7, 8 figures, multiple 8 figures. And now even when I want to get to the next level, 9 figures, you know, I can tell already some people are like, what's he doing? Why are you doing this? And I'm like, that person hasn't made $100 million. Why am I listening to them in this regard? Does that make sense? I can hear them out. I can appreciate their input. But if I start taking advice from every single person on how to grow my company to the next level, where they haven't grown to $100 million, how does that make sense? So next time, ask you, catch yourself out when you feel like you're seeking someone's approval, or someone's validation, or it's like you need someone to give you permission. You don't need permission from anyone, okay? If you need it, I'm giving it to you right now, okay? Seriously. It's like one of the biggest challenges people face in the coaching course industry is that they face imposter syndrome. They feel like they're not good enough. They feel like they're not an expert. I guarantee you 99% of the time when you want to teach someone something, when you want to create something, you know more than the majority of the people that you're going to teach to. That automatically makes you a level of, you know, some level of expert, right? As long as you know, you know, a few things or many more things than the person that you're teaching. So anyway, to wrap this video up, went on a rant, but this is what's on my mind. Stop caring about what people are thinking about you. Most of the time, they're not thinking about you. If you think they're caring about you, trust me, people have their own issues all the time. So work on yourself so that you don't get affected by, oh yeah, what is her, she, him, going to think of me that holds you back. So with that being said, give me a comment on something that's holding you back and that you've been caring, and commit to, hey, I'm not going to care. I'm going to do whatever I need to get done to reach your goals. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.